Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're launching here into the second hour of the show, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. Also, you'll find Dale's website to be a free featured website. AnarchyInYourHead.com is his site. He is an artiste. A comic artist, and AnarchyInYourHead.com is a fine, fine internet comic. So head on over there. It's also a place where you can get Dale's essays. And you mentioned that you've written something about the soul, and that is available right now at AnarchyInYourHead.com.
With a cool little graphic I made for it as well.
Was that you that drew? Okay, I thought that was you.
That's my work, yeah.
I liked that.
That's more design work than cartoon.
I saw the graphic. I haven't had a chance to read the article, but I am interested. As I said to you during the break, I've had it pulled up all day, and I just haven't had a chance to actually read it. But I will get to it. But we are kind of on a theological, spiritual bent here at this point in the show this evening. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything at 800-259-9231. But we are talking about, and I guess, Mark, you kind of kicked this off by talking about the issue from the Christian's perspective. And you spent a lot of time in a Christian school when you were growing up. Plus, you were in prison for 9 years.
Traditional Christianity, as it's practiced in, among Protestants today, I guess is probably the best way to describe.
Plus, you read the Bible a lot while you were in prison, so mm-hmm. You're pretty familiar with that. Dale, what's your religious history?
I was raised Southern Baptist. I was an inch away from the snake handlers. we didn't handle snakes, but
snake handlers, pole walkers.
Well, I say that only because the snake handlers are in Georgia, apparently, in South Georgia.
Okay,
the ones that drink strychnine solutions and handle rattlesnakes, and that God, it says in the Bible somewhere that those with faith will handle snakes and drink poison or something.
How often do they get bit?
Oh, fairly often.
Yeah, and then they can just say, "Oh, you don't have enough faith."
That's what they say. That's exactly it. Yeah.
It's
self-fulfilling, and it proves it, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I was raised Presbyterian down in Florida and kind of got away from that as an atheist when I was a teenager, and have since transferred into a pantheist today. But we're talking about from the Christian perspective.
I lean pantheist, by the way. It's only the theist part of pantheist that bothers me.
Yeah, you had told me the other day you've crossed the line.
I've actually used the word to describe myself sometimes, but I still flinch a little
bit. So you need a better word then.
I do need a better word because I wouldn't say so much I think the universe is God. Much as I don't know if the whole notion of God
sounds separate, right?
It has a meaning that historically, and none of them seem to match my notion of what I think of as more like the universe is waking up.
Is becoming conscious of itself.
Yeah, and that is inherent in the nature of the universe to do that. Like, the based on the physical laws and my own experiences of it and everything, basically atheist.
Because out of randomness comes order.
Yeah, it's a very odd an odd thing to happen. It's not odd if you think about how, natural selection works and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It actually makes sense that order would emerge out of chaos.
And the evidence all shows that.
Yeah, our experiences show that. But it's a remarkable trait of the physical laws of the universe. And if you look at, it seems as if there is a selection process that takes place that's very similar to how we ourselves make decisions. If you look at when you're going through your life, you're not so much picking things you're going to do as eliminating things you're not going to do. You're presented with all these choices. Not a lot. You're doing both.
You're certainly doing more of not choosing things than you are of choosing. Eliminating more than you are choosing.
I just think of our conscious. What we have is our conscious experience. Is the experience of our minds doing that, or going through, and we're weighing all these different things. We can only do one thing at a time.
Right.
You can kind of multitask, but even then you're kind of dividing yourself, doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that real fast.
Happens.
And so that's essentially, the way we multitask, but you're essentially only doing one thing at a time.
Yes.
That's the way a computer does it. Much more elaborate, of course. And the way you're doing that is at every point in time, you have to decide of all the things that are out there, and you have to give weight to one thing that you're going to do. And if you look at that, I look at it as a process elimination that's very similar to natural selection. And so is there not, is that experience of natural selection not similar to consciousness?
It must be. I think you're right. I think you're onto something there.
And look at now, and look at how I, you know, when I move my arm, you know, I can feel things with my arm and such. And if I can move it by sending signals down my arm, well, what other kind of things act much like that? We've got radio signals traveling all over the world, and I'm saying things that are affecting people in other parts of the world that might affect their actions. And then in return might affect me. And who knows if there is not some orderliness to that whole big mess that we aren't aware of any more than like any cell in my body isn't aware of me. So but this, who knows?
It's this natural, right. If this natural selection that is acts remarkably like consciousness, then perhaps, like, you know, what's the difference between it being consciousness and acting like consciousness? How do I know, in fact, I am conscious?
I've just
got a bunch of cells that are acting like they're conscious.
I don't know. I don't say it definitively or in any way that I can prove scientifically. So there is a leap of faith there, but it's not blind faith. It's based on experience and evaluation and interpolating. But it is certainly possible that it's very similar to our consciousness. I don't know.
And how could you be separate from it, right? I mean, if everything is all basically one, but vibrating differently in different ways. I mean, if you look down at the cellular, the atomic level, this table that we're sitting at here is vibrating, right? And you're sharing electrons with it. And
the boundaries are blurry. There's no doubt about it. So, one of the things I talk about in the article today.
So, right. So your consciousness is natural selection. It's all, you know, basically one thing, but different.
Or layers.
Time.
It's almost like layers, you know, like, you know, different levels of decision-making going on, you know.
And that's kind of
even in one person, you've got subconscious mind and conscious mind, and it's all part of you. You know, it's a lot of people don't think of it. You know, you go to sleep and have a dream, and it's like, I didn't pick what to dream about. Well, yes, you did. You just didn't pick it at a conscious level.
I think that's what you're saying is, again, to tie back around to one of the first things you said, is that the universe is becoming conscious of itself to the point where these things have all been happening. You know, natural selection has been going on. We have been less than conscious of it. We're becoming more and more aware of different things, and we're becoming more aware of our role in all of this, and we're beginning to, you know, like we say on freekeen.com, peaceful evolution, you know, making the decision to evolve instead of just evolution being this process, this sort of scientific process that's happening out there, actually making the conscious choice to direct mankind.
Well, it's just
mankind.
The process is accelerating. I mean, I just look at it like that. I mean, this is like Free Keen. If you look at what's going on in Keen, all these activists are moving here and all this stuff is going on. I think it's because that it was time for it. I mean, and look, the internet is there, and all these ideas are propagating so much faster. The mainstream media is no longer just propagating stuff out to everyone and deciding who gets to hear what and what ideas get talked about, and now ideas with merit can float to the top that much faster in this huge sea of information. And so I think there's the whole evolutionary process in terms of our evolution socially is accelerating. I think it's
we actually
like
have more choices.
It's an exponential thing.
You were talking about picking what you don't like and what you do like, and so now because
and the choices
of that
can be made faster.
Right, we have more choices available to us. The choices can be made faster, and everything's just
and we're making them in a social way. I mean, lots of different people are making choices, and then these good ideas. If an idea is good, and a lot of people can get that idea quickly and evaluate it quickly and say, "Wow, that's a good idea," they can pull their efforts and make stuff happen and so much faster because of the degree of communication that we have. So
again, I'm going to ask this question, and it's back to this conversation that we were having about kind of the traditional Christian perspective that God is supposedly all-knowing. And I remember when I was in the Christian church, them saying stuff like, you know, God is everywhere. You know, God's all around you, right? Well, does that mean that Christians believe, and it's always been my impression that they do, but I can't really speak to it because I was just a young person when I was involved in their religion, so I can't say I really know much about it. But don't the Christians believe they're separate from God? Like, as a creation of God, they are somehow, like, completely separate from God, even though they believe that God knows everything?
There's so many different flavors of Christianity, you can't possibly make that statement. I think a fair number do. I would say a fair number do, but of course you can't say that.
Do they believe those who do believe that? Do they believe that the tree is God, but they aren't? You know, is the bush God, but
in the
they
Bible
aren't?
It says God is all in all. So that would mean that you would have to be part of God.
Which would make Quakerism a somewhat Christian religion, as you were saying before. We're coming up.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. Freetalklive.com and check out the Low Country Liberty Report. This Ridleyographer from Savannah, Georgia focuses on pro-freedom issues around the country. Liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folk. He doesn't pretend to be unbiased in his reporting, does try to add some humor to his reports. Find his videos at lclreport.com or join the LCL group on Facebook or Twitter. That's lclreport.com. Our number again, 800-259-9231. Talking on a theological theme here at this portion of the show, as we have for the past few segments, what brought us into this was a discussion about Christians and their belief, allegedly, that God is all-knowing. And you'd pointed out, Mark, that that would mean that God would have to know, the Christian God would have to know that what it's like to get pleasure out of snorting crank off of a gay hooker, or doing some other so-called sinful activity, whatever that might be, that an all-knowing God must know what it feels like to enjoy those things, which means that God has sinned, is what you were saying.
And that's the understanding as they define sin the way I was growing up in Christianity. I would call myself a Christian, if you can call Quakers Christians. I'm not sure. The title kind of bothers me, but at the same time, I don't want to alienate people with the terminology. I just think that what Christianity is today is not what it was meant to be. That's what I think.
Yeah, and you can see that because we were talking about the issue of whether or not Christians believe, and again, there are a lot of different sects of Christianity, so I'm sure there are varying different beliefs. But it's always been my impression that a lot of Christians believe they're separate from God, that they're lesser, less than God, and so therefore not necessarily part of God. Even though they believe that everything around them might be God, they don't believe they themselves are God because they're somehow lower. They can sin. They don't believe God. Do Christians believe God can sin?
I suppose they believe he could, but just doesn't.
There's an aspect of that, I think, that, and this is very similar to the worship of government that people do now. In a secular way, they replaced their religion with government. There's an aspect of that which is not wanting to grow up and wanting to be in this childlike state forever where someone else takes care of you. Mm-hmm. And they're like, they just have to struggle through this life and then go back to being in that state of I'm a child again, and there's this parent figure that's going to take care of me. And that bothers me a little bit. I think that it concerns me that I don't think that's psychologically healthy to be in this state of thinking that that you're always this sort of pitiful little creature that has to be taken care of.
Absolutely. I think that does a lot of damage. And so if you say, Mark, that it says in the Bible that God is all in all, then that would suggest that the Christian should believe that God is them and they are God and they're inseparable, right?
Yep.
Which, now, I had said that seems like a Quaker thing, but you kind of corrected me during the break. Is that not necessarily a Quaker belief that God is everything, or everything is God, all that is the goddess?
Get 10 Quakers in a room, and you'll get 10 different opinions on things. The Quakers, essentially...
That's a good thing, by the way.
Quakerism is a practice and essentially a belief in peace. That's really all the religion...
It seems to be the only thing that binds them... definitively is a belief in peace and peaceful action. And
yeah,
let's go to your phone calls. You're welcome to comment on this or bring up anything. Matt is in Illinois and you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Matt.
Hi there, Ian, Mark, and Dale.
Yes, sir. It's on your mind.
All right. This is, I actually was thinking about this about a week ago, and this is kind of difficult to wrap your mind around. But and Mark would be able to answer this question. Isn't it in the Bible? Somewhere in the Bible would say that God gave man free will.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, if God gave man free will, God cannot possibly know everything.
How do you know? How can you make that?
I've made that argument before.
Because if you have free will, then God cannot interfere with that free will. So he cannot possibly know what you are going to do. He can take his best guess at what you're going to do, But he can't know for certain.
Well, I guess
you're putting God on the time frame. You're putting God within the same sort of time creation that that we all live in. And if God is spans past and beyond time, is in a sub time or outside of time, then wouldn't it be true that a God that is all knowing would be able to ascertain what your choices would be?
Well, then everything's predetermined. If that happened, everything's predetermined, then you might as well just give up.
I mean, here's a thought for
it's
you.
It's a dilemma that bothers me, too.
Does God himself have free will?
That's a good question. And if
does he know what he's going to do in the future?
In my mind, yes, he has free will. And in my mind, in my belief system, the real sin is the sin of forcing someone to do what you want them to do, you know, in terms of force.
So you don't believe God's omniscient.
You can teach them God in his own way is maybe trying to teach us things, and it could be very difficult to understand God.
Mm-hmm. Let me finish
because
this.
Because he is on another level.
Let me finish this thought, and you don't think he's omniscient then?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't believe that God is omniscient.
Then you don't face that paradox then, because the people who say he's omniscient and he has free will, does he know what he is going to do in the future? And if he does, can he change his mind? In which case, he didn't know what he was going to do in the future. But that's not a paradox for you, because you don't believe
that. But wait a minute. Well, there's another factor that we can bring in here. What about the multiple universe theory? You know, the idea that essentially every choice you make is splitting off another entire universe into existence, basically. Like there was the Matt that chose to not call Free Talk Live tonight. You know, that Matt had free will, and he chose to not call. You had free will, and so you chose to make that call. And so, therefore, if God exists outside and beyond all of that, then he knows that all of those choices, like the entity that you know as yourself, have free will, and whatever choices you make, you do have that freedom to choose. But you know, God also knows what all of the choices are on the table and knows what happens if you choose each direction. Is that possible? Like you're basically a rat in a maze, essentially. You have different options, different places you can go, different choices are in it, like essentially a very complicated video game. And so whatever the path is that you choose, God knows whatever's down that road. Is that possible?
Wow. It's a possibility. is it a probability? I don't even know that.
Well, there's no way to know these things. That's why we're just talking about it.
Exactly. That's highly theoretical. And my personal belief system is that each and every one of us can actually become godlike, or spiritually, we can evolve into a godlike being.
I agree completely. In fact, I think
that's where the whole multiple universe thing comes in.
Yep.
Maybe when we evolve, we create these other universes.
I feel like that's kind of the point. I'm going to bring it back here. More on the way. The point is to evolve to a godlike, as godlike a state as possible. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
Oh, Mark. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I had to drop by. And he's not important enough for a microphone.
You can dial in. You can bring up anything. That is the point of the program. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is the main sponsor of Free Talk Live. If it wasn't for SACL CAI, Free Talk Live wouldn't be taking the form that it is today. I couldn't tell you what the future would look like otherwise, but if you've got a company that needs to try something in collections, SACL CAI, they do collections, early out billing, they purchase charged off receivables, and if you have some need of a phone system to contact a bunch of people, SACL CAI does that too. They're really just a contact company. You may need to contact people to collect money from them. You may need to contact them to tell them to vote in a certain way. You know, whatever it is. SACL CAI does this kind of thing, and Jason Osborne, the principal over there, is a big supporter of Free Talk Live. You can find out more by going to SACL CAI's banner at freetalklive.com.
So we've been talking about God, the nature of the universe, theological sorts of spirituality discussions, Quakerism, all over the place here. And for the remainder of this conversation, however long it lasts, I want to start using the term goddess instead of God, just because
it makes more sense, doesn't it? Especially if God is the creator.
Right.
Yeah.
And it really does. Are you suggesting that women create
life?
Yeah.
No.
God.
I've got as many chromosomes as she does.
Don't get him started.
You know how quickly science will get, you know, how much sooner science will replace males before it can replace females in the reproductive process?
Perhaps so.
They'll be merging ovums much sooner than they'll be merging sperm cells into people, right. And then, like,
Mark,
raising that sperm and
Mark
all
always
to a
likes,
baby.
He likes to act like he's, like, as important a part in the process as though he has to spend 9 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Bunch of nonsense. So, goddess is what I'm going to say. Just simply because we're so programmed.
Before I forget, though, I did want to say that I like the way you described Quaker. The Quaker religion is more of a process than a belief system. It's a process of trying to expand your spiritual knowledge.
That's the terminology I use, a practice. And it's a practice. They classify it as mysticism because, you know, people sit around silently in a room waiting for God to speak. And, surprise, he does. the practice is sort of, to me, what it is that distinguishes Quakerism.
I think, you know, goddess might more adequately be described as it, but we're so constantly bombarded with the image of the male, bearded, old man, monotheistic kind of god image that I just kind of want to battle that in my own mind. By
no, my image of God is from Monty Python and the Meaning of Life.
The one in the clouds?
The one out in the universe that, like, gets pregnant, like a meteor flies in and she gets pregnant and then spews out a bunch of stars.
Gosh, it's,
and then there's the universe.
Gosh,
like
that's
the
been
Bang.
So long, I don't
it's
even remember
time.
It. Yeah,
it is.
I think you need to watch it again.
That was, so, The Meaning of Life?
Yeah, it tells that you was that, my all the answers you need to know that was right one, there in that one movie.
That was my favorite. That's the one where the topless women are chasing the guy at the very end, right?
I don't know if that's not the very end, I don't think.
It's at least at one part. There's a whole lot. That's my most memorable part, because I was a teenager.
There's the fat guy who says, you better get to bucket.
That's the most memorable part for me, and my favorite part of the whole movie is the guy who eats so much he explodes.
Lots of vomit, yeah.
All right, let's go back to Matt in Illinois. You are back on the line, Matt. Any other thoughts in this whole discussion about the universe?
While you guys were talking, I thought of this. One of the funniest things I've ever seen in a movie was... the movie War Games, where at the beginning, there's a science teacher, and he asks the class who thought of asexual reproduction, and the kid stands up and says, "Your wife."
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it's just my main point was the free thought or the free will. Aspect of it, and that it seems to me that if there is a struggle for good versus evil going on here, and I believe that there is, that neither one, neither good nor evil, really knows for sure which way it's going to turn out. And it seems to me that the evil would be trying to force other people with, you know, threats of violence and such to think like they do, rather than letting the person through experience and through persuasion evolve on his own path. And doing that, trading with people voluntarily, in other words, the voluntary society that Ian often speaks of, it seems to me to be more of a path of evolution.
Yes.
Than the socialist types of governments we seem to be heading for.
I absolutely agree, and thank you for the call tonight. Great comments. 800-259-9231. And I think it's important for us to make that choice, to choose the voluntary society, to understand.
I think that's almost inevitable. I really do.
Well,
unless we kill ourselves first, unless we destroy ourselves first. I mean, you know, if we're at a certain stage in evolution,
well, if
we're
inevitable,
pretty far along.
Well, wait a minute, Dale. Now, if it's inevitable, then that means that there is no free will, right? That if it's inevitable.
What is free will? I hate this discussion. No, I'm sorry. This drives me nuts. Everyone is, they toss this term around. They toss this term around, and I'm like, I don't even want to argue about whether I believe in it or not, because I haven't heard a good explanation. Still, to this day, I get people arguing with me about, it must exist. I'm like, hold on, no, we don't even define what it is yet. You know, and because
what must exist?
Free will.
Okay.
And it drives me nuts, because I know that people have all these notions. I understand on a sort of an emotional level what free will is,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like That's the problem, is it gets lost in that emotion, and people don't really want to analyze what it's all about.
But your statement wasn't about free will. Your statement was about sort of statistical likelihood, is that we're going to end up with a voluntary society in the future.
I absolutely believe in free will from a compatibilist approach. And whether there's more to it than that is certainly a possibility. I don't know. But I feel like most people are talking about without really knowing what they're talking about. And so, and frankly, what it comes down to me is if it exists, it's not that relevant to me. Because I think that there is, and from a compatibilist approach, means that the universe is so complicated. And it's also, there's also the nature of the fact that you cannot inwardly look. You can't observe yourself. Humans don't know what motivates them.
They have no idea.
On an atomic level, you can't observe something without affecting it and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so we will never, ever be able to predict the future to any, there's no way to do it. Based on, just by examining what the place of molecules right now and what's going to happen half a second from now. So,
you can make an educated guess, but
well, on a certain level, but it gets exponentially more complicated. The whole thing about the butterfly flaps his wings and then it storms in Japan or not, depending on whether the butterfly flaps his wings. The whole point of that exercise was to show that based on the chain of events, there are so many levels of complexity that get exponentially larger as further away from the butterfly that it's impossible to predict. It's that complicated. And so I do believe in, from a compatibilist point of view, that we don't know what's going to happen in the future. But I do feel like what happens for a reason. I mean, every choice I make, I don't do it. I mean, what is the alternative to determinism? And to me, all I see is randomness. There's like something that happens in a deterministic way, which I just think of as for a reason. Like, I choose something based on criteria.
And we've seen earlier in our discussion that out of randomness comes something, some order.
Yeah.
So can you define
determinism? Choices are being made. Even if it's on natural selection kind of choice, there are choices being made, and that's where order comes out of chaos. And so, I mean, and people wouldn't like me calling it a choice, natural selection, like certain creatures died off and certain creatures continued to live on and became more complex. Mm-hmm. And people say they won't call that a choice. I'm like, okay, but it's very similar.
But those things happening don't happen in a vacuum. They're the result of the choices that were being made. And they could argue, well, they're just animals. They're not making choices. Well, they probably are to some extent making choices. I've seen my kitty cats make choices.
Oh, yeah.
And so those animals dying off are the culmination of all of the choices that all of them made up until that point. Isn't that the case?
Or that something else made.
More on the way here. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes, arrested for war crimes. He now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit premiumecigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. Premiumecigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, it's your show. You can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And you can learn how to promote the show at promote.freetalklive.com. Lots of different stuff you can utilize there. I utilize the Promote website today, as a matter of fact. I've been working on some advertisements for Free Talk Live's, for some, like, industry ads, so targeting radio station program directors. And I didn't have the font that I needed to do the Free Talk Live lettering. Well, it's there on our promotions page. promote.freetalklive.com, so you can take the Free Talk Live font, which isn't actually ours, it's something called Opium, and you can utilize that in whatever the ways you want to. And there's Free Talk Live vector graphics and all kinds of neat ideas as to how you can get the show on more radio stations and stuff like that over at promote.freetalklive.com.
Well, if we're plugging stuff at freetalklive.com, we also have the new beta of the website, and I don't know whether you really call this a beta or not. It's more like an alpha, because it hasn't yet. It doesn't even have all the pieces put together, but you can see what the new Free Talk Live website is going to look like at prep.freetalklive.com.
I don't think you can call it an alpha, because I don't think alphas are ever open. Are alphas ever open to the public? I don't think so.
This is like going to a restaurant before they've finished the walls.
I pretty much think you just have like the in company paid testers doing alphas,
right? Alpha
and beta is like you've got a select audience that can use it to try it out.
You can have a private beta. That's a private beta test is the selected audience. Like what Google had their Google Voice that was in the testing phase. You could only get in if you had an invitation, but then you can have an open beta, a public beta. Like Gmail, Google's mail service was in beta for a year or two, and anybody could get in and utilize that. Yeah. So okay, now we've explained what beta means.
Yep. Prep.freetalklive.com.
Prep is the beta site. Prep.freetalklive.com.
Don't tell me what you think. Email Johnson at freetalklive.com.
All right. right. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Still on the theological discussion here, the universe, the nature of things, free will, determinism. Your comments. Let's go to, I believe we have Michael listening to KBYO in Louisiana. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight, Michael?
I heard just bits and pieces. I just picked up a radio station going on an interstate here.
Mm-hmm.
You had mentioned something about Christian beliefs, believing that God is the trees, but yet we're separate or something like that. Remember that?
Well, I think there are different. I think there are differing Christian beliefs. And my question was: for Christians, do you believe that you are separate from God? I mean, the whole suggestion that there is a creator, I think, in a way, suggests that the creation is separate from. But do you believe that?
Oh, yes, I do. And as a Christian, I wouldn't believe that God is the tree. He's the creator of the tree. He's not everything. He created everything.
Well, what about the Bible passage? What about the Bible passage that says God is all in all? Mark, you said that's in the Bible, right?
That's correct.
I would have to read. I heard that particular phrase. I'd have to look at it, in context. It was talking about that.
What's the context? Do you recall?
Oh, man, it's one of
Paul. Read it.
It's one of Paul's letters. Oh, no, I can absolutely not just pull it up in a second and read it to you.
Paul is a nut.
I mean, God created everything, so in that sense. I mean, he is omniscient and omnipresent and everything like that. He does know everything, which is, if you read the Bible and you see the prophecies that's predicted, that's written hundreds of years, they come true 100% of the time. So he had to have known what was going to happen, or the prophecies couldn't come true. Daniel had a lot of prophecies concerning Babylon would be the empire, and then you got the Medes and Persians would be the next empire, and then Greece.
So you believe that God is all knowing, and also just as an aside, how are you so certain that God is a he? Why couldn't it be a goddess and be a she?
Every terminology in the Bible is mentioned in the masculine.
So it's all because of what's in the Bible. I see.
Right. Yeah. I mean, basically, the bottom line: if you believe the Bible is the Word of God, then you've got certain beliefs based on that. And if you don't believe the Bible's the Word of God, then you can believe anything you want to, because there's nothing to gauge it by.
So, do you believe that you have the ability to choose? Do you have free will, or is it all predetermined? Is it predetermined? Does God know everything that's going to happen?
That was a good discussion. Yes, we have free will, but God is sovereign, so He has complete control. He knows what we're going to choose. Just if you have a child that loves, hot fudge sundae, and they hate spinach, and you offer them those two choices, they can choose. They have the free will to choose, but as the parent, they're going to choose hot fudge sundae, because you know. So they have the free will, so they choose the sundae, but yet you knew it. So knowing what's going to happen is not deciding for you what's going to happen.
I follow what you're saying.
When the child, here's something to think about. The child, is a child's soul making the decision, or is the child's body making the decision to have the spinach or the hot fudge sundae?
Well, you're probably going too deep for my intellect.
Okay, sorry. But do you think God has free will?
Well, God he's holy, so he's separate. He's outside of time. And
the definition of
God, he can't sin. I mean, he can't sin. He's separate from sin, so... I don't really know how to answer.
Now,
he can do what he chooses, and he is always going to choose what's in his character and in his nature.
Michael, there are sins listed in the Bible that are about thought, right? Jesus says that to the Pharisees,
right,
something to the effect that, you say you've never killed a man, but I say to you, if you feel wrath against your brother, you as good have killed them. You say you've never slept with another man's wife or something like that, but I say to you, if you've lusted after them, that you've as good as sinned. So these are thoughts, and God's omniscient, and he knows everything. So how can God be omniscient and be sinless if he has to know everything, and one of these things to know is sins that are thought in the mind?
Well, I mean, knowing the thoughts, he's not doing the thoughts. He just knows the thoughts, but he's not.
Well, neither is the person, but he says the person has sinned by thinking them.
Right. I mean, we're the creation right? And if we have these thoughts, then we're sinning. The fact that he knows that doesn't mean he's sinning. He just knows that.
See, it's exactly as I predicted, Mark. It's the God exemption. See, God is exempt from all that, right?
Yes.
That government.
He's God, and he can do what he wants. And I think of the sins of the thought, that just shows us that we never can be good enough in our own power.
You know, he just
to heaven, right?
You just inspired a thought for me. It's not a new thought for me, but it's a way of expressing it. We can choose what we're going to do, but we can't choose what we want.
I'm not sure what that means. Thank you, by the way, for the call tonight, Michael. I appreciate it. Wait, can you elaborate a little
bit? Well, this is the whole thing I'm talking about with not understanding what free will is before you argue whether it exists or not. And I'm like, my choices are who I am. So certainly I'm choosing all these things. But, I mean, I think a lot of people have this notion of free will. And it's almost just, I don't know, it seems to a lot of people like it's just a justification system for punishing people. Like they chose that so we can punish them for it. We can get, you know, revenge.
Well, because if they had to admit that
added them.
Well, because if they had to admit that there was no free will, then therefore it would have been an act of God in their mind, right? Like it's just
there's sort of this idea that, well, if there's no free will, then we can't hold anyone accountable for the decisions that they make. Which is ridiculous. I don't know. Again, you know, I don't think they don't even have it solid in their mind what free will is before they start arguing for it. You know, it's like we make choices, obviously. Obviously we're making choices. I think there's a process going on and we make choices.
So you believe there's more to free will than the ability to choose?
Well, I don't choose what I want. Well, what I want affects what I end up choosing ultimately to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I am making choices, but I'm not choosing what I want. That's part of who I am. A lot of what I want is me. That's who I am. And it's constantly changing as I interact with the world, but that's who I am.
Right. So. I want the hot fudge sundae that he's talking about, but I didn't choose to want the hot fudge sundae.
You might have chosen to eat it, but the reason you chose to eat it was because you wanted it. And you wanting it overwhelmed this other motivation inside you that said, I don't want to get fat.
Now, I think you can train yourself to want different things, but it takes time.
But wanting to train yourself had to be there before you would choose that.
Which is true. Certainly there's, you know, motivations out there, fatness being one of them.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9232.
Gelatinous fat hanging over your head.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Rippling when you chuckle. There's nothing good about that.
Hour number 3 is on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. That's the point of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. More on the way. You take control.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.